Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 25, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Space Mountain.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 25 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Well, it's a new year, and we finished out 2006 with a bang. For those of you who may have missed it, just before Christmas, we got to relive 12 memories of Christmas time, culminating in the first video podcast, which was the tree lighting ceremony at the Magic Kingdom. So make sure you caught all of those. If you haven't, check your podcatching software. Make sure you've got them. Also, I'm now on DizFriends.com. For those of you that don't know what DizFriends is, it's an online community, kind of like MySpace or Facebook, but for Disney fans. So if you'd like to friend me, my name is WDW Memories Lou. That's all one word, no hyphens, no dashes, nothing. I'll be sure to include a link in the show notes as well. Finally, with the National Football League regular season over, fantasy football leagues have also ended. This year was a good one for me, which I finished first in my ESPN league, which I play with my friends, and second in the Mouse Guest League. That's right, if you listen to Mouse Guest Weekly podcast, I am the anti-aircraft hippos, and I lost the championship by like 10 points to the Blitzing Nemo. I'm hoping to come back next year and actually take the whole thing. I started out great, and if I had just played one or two other people in the championship, I would have taken it. Anyways, enough rambling. Now back to today's memory. It was requested by Nick from London. He wrote, "As for a request, I would love to hear Big Thunder Mountain, including the cue music. Also, definitely, if you could walk down the tunnels of Space Mountain." So I would definitely like to request Big Thunder and Space Mountain. He went on to explain why. I personally like Big Thunder and Space Mountain for the inside queue area music that are there among the best at Walt Disney World. Firstly, Space Mountain. I don't think you can beat the sounds in the tunnels as you proceed towards the loading area. It's so deep and mystic. Brings back a flood of memories from when I first went on it when I was 9 years old, both petrified and excited. Same goes for Big Thunder. I love the queuing here, especially early in the morning or as the day warms up. The sound of bluegrass and the distant sound of trains and the Mississippi River boat horn just put you in the Old West. Nick, your wish is my command. I'm with you. I just didn't realize how much that music puts me back in the Magic Kingdom. It's so simple, but that's what I'm trying to share here. It's these memories that trigger emotions and thoughts of fun and happy times, be it from your childhood or even just from your trip last week. It's always fun to go back and look forward to your next return. So today's memory, again, is in binaural, so headphones on. It was recorded on our anniversary trip in 2006, so as we slip into this memory, we're just entering the line and walking up the hill towards Big Thunder Mountain. You'll hear the music pick up as you look out over the sculpted mountains that resemble something from Monument Valley National Park. As you watch the couple coasters fly by, reaching a top speed of about 40 miles an hour, you'll hear the screams of riders and children and laughter. I think we had fast passes, though, because we don't spend a whole lot of time in line, and we're soon being ushered on into the spots for our seats. But let's sit in the front instead. So we get to wait an extra cycle, and then we're off on our ride. Next, we'll be transported quickly over to our second memory of the day, a ride on Space Mountain. It's midday and the sun was bright, so we get inside and you'll hear Tracy and I discussing how dark it really was inside. You'll get to hear about 2 minutes of cue music there as well, and then I'll cut you to the front of the line because we ended up standing there for about 20 minutes. Soon it's our turn to ride the attraction. We climb in and are taken up to the top of the track, past the spacemen, then it's blast off into the darkness, only to reach a top speed of 28 miles an hour this time. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch rides on Big Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain.
Do you mind if we ride in the very front?
Yeah.
Thank you.
that for you. Thank you for being with people. I try to go slow and easy. If you want a break, you want to go sit down and watch a parade of fireworks. Maybe you can get early for a fireworks and just sit and relax. Maybe we'll go early and just pick out a good spot for the fireworks. Just take our time.
it is in here.
I know, it's really dark.
Maybe it's also something. Maybe it's also something to do with the fact that I never come in here during the daytime. I'm usually here only at night. My eyes are still adjusted to the outside sunlight.
Space shuttle, for your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the room.
Shuttle.
This is flight safety. Remain seated with arms inside your vehicle.
Me too.
You like that, Kristen?
Woohoo! That was great. Thanks, Nick, for requesting that memory. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send an email to request@wdw-memories.net. For more information and photos of Big Thunder Mountain or Space Mountain, as well as the many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, really read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in Episode 18A. Also, I'd love hearing from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. Or if you would like to take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that would be great. I believe we're still holding steady at 7 reviews there, last I saw. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Great! Let's have a hand for our show.